That's past
Thank
eight.
You.
Now, online stuff. Is somebody's online persona real? Or does it paint a false picture of what somebody's life is like? There's a warning that it can all be an unreliable version of how people are really thinking and feeling. Dr. Eric Jensen is a sociology expert at the University of Warwick, and he's been looking at Twitter specifically. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why?
Why look at Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, Twitter is a big part of people's lives these days, and it also is something that companies and organizations look to understand how people think. So it's important to understand whether it really gives us a good vision of what people are feeling and thinking.
So do you think consciously people are trying to promote a bit of a false front on Twitter sometimes?
Yeah, there seems to be a mix of conscious and unconscious. So we all want to kind of be perceived in a positive light, and some of that is conscious, so some of it is very selective, and sometimes it's just we kind of naturally gravitate towards putting a version of ourselves forward that's the more positive version.
Don't we do that in real life?
Yes, we absolutely do.
I thought you were going to say no, but no, the answer is yes,
of
is it?
We do.
Okay. I mean, do these false images, if you like, affect the way other people see you and react to you?
They can, and the problem is if you don't recognize that these are constructed and selective versions of self that are put forward. If you think that they're just a kind of direct access to how people really feel, then you can get the kind of the wrong impression. So it's important to be kind of literate about how people use social media.
Isn't Facebook an even worse version of that? Oh, I've got such a happy, wonderful life. And
yeah, it's a different version. So on Facebook, you have kind of different norms, different kind of expectations about the types of things that people post. And so you also have the same kind of pattern, but it takes a different form because of the medium.
And so are companies using Twitter now to judge whether they'll employ people or not?
Yes, but that's more kind of individual checking of people. They're also using it for automated analysis to understand how people feel about their brand, how people feel about their products, these kinds of things. And I think that's very problematic because you don't get a very accurate sense of how people feel just by looking at content on
Indeed,
Twitter.
And I was just going to go on to that because pollsters and researchers, and when they're doing market research on Twitter and Facebook and the like, they must get tripped up when they're trying to use this then.
Exactly, and there's been a move to use this kind of data because it's easily accessible. It's very quick and fast and easy, so it's attractive to think you can replace the harder work of surveys and rigorous social science by using this kind of big data analysis. And that's the focus of my paper is raising that this is not okay to do.
So particularly, Twitter is an unreliable witness to the world's emotions.
Yes, and it's unfortunately being used as if it was a reliable witness. So that's the problem, is to recognize that what you see on Twitter is not a kind of one-to-one relationship with how people really think and feel.
Fascinating. Thank you for talking to us today. Dr. Eric Jensen, a sociology expert at the University of Warwick. It's the old story, isn't it? Don't believe everything you read.
No.
Even when people post it themselves. Because it might be a false version of what...
Absolutely,
really
and this is why I think many young people are, because of course if you remember, go back to when you were sort of a teenager and you remember how conscious you were and what was going through your mind about what everybody thought about you, and so we didn't have, I mean we had that in school, but now it's on all social media. You see why children are under so much more pressure now.
Absolutely right.
Someone can project a certain life and a lifestyle, and that's probably not necessarily true.
Yeah. BBC Radio Shropshire, 8:25. A moment or two ago, you're hearing about parking tickets.